start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM Mini. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we get to hang out on this lovely Friday. And as you already are aware, this is a mini episode. So what does that mean? It will not be extremely long and we will be direct and to the point as we are talking. So I have to tell you, I get to interact with all kinds of organizations, not sometimes, but all the times, at least it feels that way, which is, you know, it's one of those great things that I have the opportunity to do, and I am very grateful on being able to do so. But with that being said, I want to have that conversation today of when you have new concepts that come into your organization, how do you actually get them into the org? Do you do full-blown replacements? Or do you look at it and go that they're bolt-ons? Replacements or bolt-ons? It always seems to be a difficult conversation when you're speaking with an organization on which is the correct approach. So when you sit back and take a look at this, what approach do you take? Have you tried both versions? And which one has had the most impact? And which one has been the most successful? Let me know what you think. You can drop either a message inside of the podcast catcher if you go directly into our link that allows you to leave messages, or you can go to our website at safetyfm.com. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.